Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. When I eat stuff, I get a little bit phlegmy. I'm sure I'm dying. I mean, I'm sure, like, I've got esophageal cancer and, you know, whatever. But I shouldn't eat before I record, because I know that Taylor doesn't like phlegminess. I believe I've heard him say, I don't know if it was in a Suits meeting or if it was in a podcast. I don't know why. Wait, so Mark and I have this thing. I may have brought it up. Every time I say the word podcast, there's some commercial or something that comes on one of the podcasts I listen to. And the way the voiceover artist says podcast is like, podcast. So every time we say pod, one of us says podcast, we do that. We have these little stupid, cute things, coupley things that we do, like these inside jokes. All right, well, let's start with a voicemail, why don't we? It was actually an email, which, Joe, I'm not belittling you at all, but I know that you live in the United States and you have a phone, but you sent me a file. It's perfectly fine. I don't want to shame anyone, but I'm just wondering, like, you could literally put the phone number in your phone and be like, oh my God, I need to call Adam. You could, like, call the number 479-221-9393. Boom. It's not like we have long distance anymore.
Hey, Adam. This is Joe Dallas, and I was calling in regards to your last show and the bathroom poopatorium stories. I work in a retail environment, and thank God for separate bathrooms for customers and associates, because first and foremost, customers are disgusting, and there are just no words for the amount of random, basically, if you sprayed whatever it is that CSI sprays for, like, fecal matter.
All right, I have to stop you right here. Because I have to say, I've talked about this before, and I don't want all of my episodes to become poop fest, because I got an email from Sam in the Hinterlands where she's like basically telling me I was too graphic about poop. But no, she said she totally agreed with everything, but it was a very graphic episode. And when I hear the word graphic, I think sex. And so I responded to her and I said, what was I graphic about? And she said all the toilet stuff, all the poop stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, I worked in retail. I don't know if you remember, but I used to work at Pier 1 when I had to hold down two jobs to support my boyfriend. Not my current boyfriend, the irresponsible one, Maddie. Anyway, so I had to clean the bathrooms. And first of all, I'm sorry, women, but the female bathroom was always more gross than the men's bathroom. One time I went in there and there was a poo the size of an elephant poo, and it would not flush. Like, I kept flushing and it was clinging to the side, and it was this big patty looking thing, like a big pancake. So gross.
And all that stuff over the walls and everything else in the bathrooms, no matter how deeply we clean them, it would irradiate whatever that color is, because people are disgusting. Poop on the toilet seat, poop on the floor, poop in the basket for women's personal hygiene products, poop, or will wipe themselves and instead of flushing the toilet paper, throw that in the floor because, God forbid, you flush the toilet paper. There's just a myriad of, like, reasons to just go, ew, home poop. As far as the associate bathroom is concerned, we have...
I know I keep stopping you, but I don't know. What do these people do at home? Because I totally agree with you. Like, I've run into all those situations where it's like there is poo places that you would never expect poo to go. And you're like, what do you do? Like, are your, like, if I go to your house right now, are your walls just covered in shit? I mean, I don't understand. Anyway, we're never going to finish this episode. So I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to try not to talk too much more because we've got to finish this voicemail.
Much better success, but we have developed new managers and associates who come in, and it's like, luckily there's only 5 or 6 men in our store, and we can pinpoint exactly who it is that we need to shame publicly for any kind of like poop activity that's unnecessary. We have someone who leaves, and this is for lack of a better term, like skin, or it's like sandy, gristly, whatever that covers the toilet seat, and they get up and they leave and it's there. It's like, ew. And then we have the people who we know.
Oh, no. I have to stop one more time. I know what that is. It's not skin. I have this problem too. I have a hairy butt, and it serves as sandpaper to the toilet paper. So when you wipe your rear end and you've got a hairy butt, you make all these little, it looks like little dried skin because it's like shavings. It's like toilet paper shavings. So I have to like clean the seat and the back, the rim, or the behind the rim and all that. I have to like clean up all those shavings before I leave the bathroom. That's probably what it is. Probably so.
Oh, that you give it about 45 minutes before you go to that bathroom, because no matter how many times you turn the vent on, the vent is not going to be effective enough to like suck all that scent out. I've put poopery in there. I carry poopery for myself because it works enough that, you know, you're not sitting there and letting it marinate and going, why is that smell going all up and down the hallway? But yeah, I feel your pain. Talk to you later.
I can tell this is a really passionate issue for you. I had to go ahead and start the closing music because I was like, oh, we're like way past it. Because normally I start the closing music about 5.5 to 6 minutes in. I don't know what I was saying because I'm reading Twitter. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm reading Twitter while I'm recording an episode. Shame on me. But I feel your pain. That's all I've got to say. And I can tell it's a very passionate topic for you. And I know I'm gross because I have a hairy butt and I leave little toilet paper shavings on the rim. I feel like I've talked about this on the show, though. Like, for a long time, I was like, what in the hell are those? And then I got to thinking about it, and I was like, oh. I also get belly button lint in my belly button I have to clean my belly button out every single morning when I shower, because right now my stomach is furry, and for some reason, the furry belly shaves my t-shirts and causes me to have belly button lint. I clean it every single day. As soon, like right when I get in the shower, I fish around in there. I'm fat, you guys, so I have a deep belly button. Anyway, let's go from that to politics. I was just watching. First of all, I think the Republicans in the Senate are going to end the impeachment without calling any witnesses probably tomorrow. And I'm really scared that what that's going to do is set a precedent that any president, I mean, one of the attorneys for the president literally said, we cannot impeach or remove the president because even if he did try to get foreign governments to help him win the election, he was only doing it for the public good. And if the president is doing something in the interest of the public, he cannot be impeached for it. So that means that any president, whether it's Republican or Democrat, etc., based on what they're saying, If they feel like getting elected or reelected is in the public's best interest, they can do anything they want to skew the election, is basically what that attorney was saying. Oh my God. Also, there's intel in the intelligence community that proves some of the stuff that the House was alleging about the money for Ukraine, and the White House has blocked them from releasing the documents. Also, on top of that, they have blocked John Bolton from publishing his book because they say it's got secrets in it. Oh my God, I may have listeners that are Republicans. I do not understand, and I am beginning to think that all these evangelical Christian Republican people are just full of shit. They don't care. They don't care if you lie, cheat, steal, murder somebody in the street. They don't care as long as they're getting conservative judges and they're getting gay rights repealed and they're getting whatever else the fuck they want. It's horrible. I'm just it's so horrible. And the precedent this is going to set, that the next president can just come along and do whatever they want. I mean, it's a slippery slope, I'm telling you guys. Also, there was a lot of conversation on Twitter today about people who were coming to Pride 48 or not. I'm really sad for the people who can't come, and I'm happy for the people who can. So the dates again are August 28th through the 30th. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Oh, I forgot to say one thing, and I want to get it in. I'm going to have to say it really slow because I know Kathy Bacon listens at double speed. Kathy, I cannot understand 95% of your tweets. Thank you.